Justin Friedman.
Next case, please.
Our final case for the evening is case number 11975, Bernard and Allison E. Miller. They're seeking a special, as I mentioned earlier, they're seeking a special use exception to operate a daycare facility under sections 115-80 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the west side of Stingy Lane, approximately 300 feet north of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9. The 911 address is 17584 Stingy Lane, Lewis. The zoning district is C1, and the tax map is District 334, Map 5, Parcel 129. We received 0 letters of support or opposition and 6 mail returns. And this case previously had an approved Board of Adjustment special use exception number 10004. That was for an off-premise sign and a variance for an on-premise sign. And it was permitted for a daycare in 2004 by Telemon Corporation. And it has been discontinued for more than 1 year.
Okay, that's a reason. Okay. Anyone here?
Yes.
Okay. Sir, you got to go over and be sworn in, if you would, please.
Be sworn in.
Huh? Yes, please.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Bernard Miller. Address is 35808 Black Marlin Drive, Lewis, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you. And I don't know if anybody else is going to be testifying with you, but if they want to, they can be sworn in now. Or
very well. If I need help.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain your request for the board for this daycare?
When we purchased the property from Mount Zion Holy Church, they were the previous owners. And I believe they had rented the land out to the Telemon Corporation, and they ran a daycare center there. So it's our intent to reopen the building and use it as either a early childhood learning center or as a daycare center. I think that aerial photo is from a time when it was being utilized by Telemon, because that looks to be a playground area in the back. I spoke to the neighbor at 130 and the neighbor at 128. 130 is vacant right now, but I spoke to Mrs. Shepherd, who owns that, who's a caretaker of that property. It was actually owned by Roland Shepherd, but I think he passed away. And Teresa is his daughter. I spoke with her about the property and told her what we intended to do. Mrs. Van, who lives at property 120, I think that's an 8, mm-hmm. with her son, remembers when it was a daycare center, and she's very much in favor of having kids back next door to her. She's getting up in age. And it doesn't show it in the aerial, but on the other side of the fence, they just built some new, on the northern part, right? Or maybe it does show it. Well, that's a vacant lot. 126, 125 is vacant. And in the just north of that, right that area, there's new houses right there, new, I think, condos or whatever. So I think notices went out to them. And then when you turn on the street, there's a taxi business right on the corner.
How about 136 and 135 right behind you?
136 and 135, those trailers are all rental units, mm-hmm. and I believe they're owned by one person. I didn't talk to him.
Okay.
I didn't talk. I just hadn't seen him around, but I know who he is. But I didn't speak to anybody behind the fence, so to speak.
Okay.
I mainly talked to the people that I saw living on the street. When I said it's only occupied by one residence, and that would be Mrs. Mary Van. She lives at 128, I believe that is. And even though there's a dwelling on 130, there's nobody that lives there. That place has been vacant for years.
All right. Okay, we'll see if we have any questions. I'm going to start down here with you, Mr. Mills. Do you have any questions at this time?
So, in your opinion, your request
request will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay. No other questions.
Okay. Mrs. B?
I have no questions.
No questions. Mr. Berger?
Did you tell us how many children you're going to have?
I believe when it was open before that it was the maximum of 45 kids, but I'm not sure yet. The first step in reopening it would be to do this to get the conditional use, and then we'll look at the licensing. It is not my plan to run a daycare center, but our plan is to find someone that is more experienced in that area to run it. So I can't tell you exactly how many kids it would be licensed for, but I believe 45 was the number.
Because you're going to have to go to the state and everything for all your licenses, if it's approved here.
Yes.
No other questions.
Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Sharp?
Is there a fenced-in playground area or anything like that?
The property is fenced in, but there's not a playground area there now. When Telemon discontinued their use there, they took the playground and all the equipment with them to, I believe, their new location.
Do you intend to have a playground area in the rear yard?
Yes.
Okay. How about parking? How much parking do you have?
Right now, there's parking for about 8 cars. If you notice, the property line goes out in front of the building, and that's already been paved. So there's parking on both sides of the building. And I say about 8 spaces. It's not been
actually marked off.
It's about 8 spaces.
Room 8. And what do you anticipate hours of operation to be?
I would think probably 6 in the morning to maybe 6 in the evening. But I'm thinking the licensing board for daycare centers will probably establish that. I'm not 100% sure.
All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Ma'am, if you are, you got to come up front, be sworn in if you're in favor. So please come forward.
I just got a parking ticket for it. I'm in favor of it.
Okay, well, come up front, be sworn in, please. Mr. Monroe, you can sit down if you would.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Gail Boswitz, 15513 Greenspring Avenue.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Absolutely.
I worry about the cars. I like the idea.
Ma'am, you address the board, and if you've got any questions, go ahead.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's fine, ma'am. Thank you. Now, your concern was cars. You started.
Yeah, parking in and out, driving, picking up the kids, dropping off the kids.
Okay.
That's the only thing I like the idea that I...
But you're in favor of it, but the parking, picking up kids is...
Yeah, the cars and the traffic.
Okay, we'll address that with him then. But you're in favor of it.
I do believe I am.
All right then. Okay, now is there anyone else that was in favor that wishes to speak? Last call. Mr. Miller, could you please come back up here to the podium? She addressed the board with a question about parking and picking up the children. Dropping off your children, can you address that?
Well,
for us, please.
Parking shouldn't be an issue because most of the children, of course, won't be driving. Their parents will be dropping them off and picking them up in the mornings, in the evening. And since I've been doing some renovations on the property, what I've noticed is most of the cars that come down the street don't come any further than the business just right on the corner. The taxi cab. Every now and then they'll come down and turn around and come back. But there's ample room to pull in, pick up your kids, back out, and then leave. So I think there's, especially with the fact that the two lots across the street are vacant, so there's really not a whole lot of traffic. And Mrs. Van, she's an elderly lady, and she leaves maybe once a day.
Right.
So.
Is the primary access to the facility from 4049, is that how people would act? Or those, it's tough to tell from there if that's a road to the rear of Stingy.
No, actually, that is not a through lane. You have to come into Stingy Lane, turn around, and go back out the same lane.
Okay, so it's a dead end without a cul-de-sac,
yes.
Essentially.
So there's
you're almost at the end of that cul-de-sac, that dead end. Okay.
And what was told to me, I talked to some people that used to work there when Talamon had it, and a lot of times if the bus came and dropped the kids off, they would pull along to the right side of the building, let the kids out. There's a door on the other side. They would come in that side, and then the bus would back out and leave. And most of the parents, there's enough room in between the roadway and the front door that you can actually pull your car up and get kids in, which I deal with kids all the time. So when we looked at it, I think it's a pretty safe way to pick up your kids, especially if you go down and turn around and you pull like you're coming out. If I was going to pick my kids up from that daycare, that's how I would do it. I'd turn my car around and stop in front so that they could come right out of the front door and get into the passenger side.
All right, sir. Okay. Then hearing, so is anyone here then in opposition? And hearing none then, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman,
go ahead. Go ahead. You two guys, Madam, you
were going to fight now.
Go ahead, Al.
I make a motion that we approve the special use exemption for the daycare.
All right, have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion by Mrs. McGee and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,975. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mrs. McGee again.
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,975 is approved. Okay.
Can I make one more statement?
I'm sorry?
Can I make one more statement?
No. Hearing's done, sorry. No, go ahead.
I'd just like to thank Mrs. Walls from Planning and Zoning for giving me a call. I think because I'd missed a date. I put the wrong date on my calendar. I just wanted to thank you openly for
happy we
and
could
you don't want to thank
get
me
you here.
For saying yes.
Well, thank you, folks.
Yes, sir. Hey, if there's so, Madam Secretary, do you have any business for the board?
No cool. Business, none.
Okay. Sharp. Any business for the board?
The only business that I did want to make mention of is in our meeting in July, we will, it's our annual reorganization meeting, so just want to let the board know that. And also, we'll be looking at rules of procedure, so that will be on an agenda as well. So,
okay.
If you have anything on that, let me know so I can.
And we want to welcome Mrs. McGee, Ms. McGee to the board tonight.
Yep.
So,
yeah, I'd like to welcome her to the board.
Yes. Okay. Did a good job.
Yes, you did. If there's no other business before the board, we're open for adjournment.
So moved.
Second. All those in favor of the motion?
I second.
Aye. All opposed?
No.
Carried. Oh, the meeting is now adjourned, subject to call by Mrs. McGee.